The Daily Talk Show, episode 594.
What's happening, guys? What's going on?
It's Fat Fridays.
It is that time of the week where we celebrate the end of the week with our favourite food. Or we try new shit, weird shit, fun shit. Today,
I've got a reset.
Yeah, I just wanted that bit for a snippet. So yeah. I got it though, guys. I got it. Today, I'm really hungry and I...
Isn't the end of the week a Sunday or a Saturday? Like
end of the week, working week. I don't need to say working week. I think people get it. It's the week. The
when
weekend
do you think
starts.
The week, when does the week start?
Starts on Monday.
Okay. So Sunday could be the end of the week.
Yeah, but then I was disappointed because I actually discovered quite a... Was it Apple? I was looking at some kind of thing where they referenced Sunday.
Maybe it was the calendar. You're looking at the calendar?
Oh, something that was like... No, it wasn't the calendar. It was something credible. And I was like, oh, fuck, that's really annoying. Yeah,
that's sorry to interrupt.
Yeah, as you always do. It'd be a never-ending apology from you, brother.
It's nice of me, though. That was for a bit as well that I'm watching.
So I kind of want to – I think you have the snout of a small marsupial that hasn't eaten in 5 days, and that's just your constant snout. Yeah. You can pick up and you know where the food has come from, exactly what it is as soon as it hits
your lips. Who cooked it?
Your lips.
Their name?
Yeah. So remember when we got a surprise Uber order? I think it was from Marianne.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah.
What were you doing, Mace?
Just
thinking. Then.
Just thinking. Yeah. I was just processing.
He's trying to work out what a marsupial was. What is a marsupial, George?
Is it an animal with a pouch?
I don't know, mate. I just used the word. Don't ask me.
That's what you said, though, wasn't it?
I said marsupial.
Yeah, that's a distinctive characteristic.
But is that the
Blinky Bill is one? Blinky Bill is a marsupial.
Is a koala?
Yeah.
Koalas have pouches.
Koalas do they?
I don't think they're always
clinging on.
I don't know.
Are koalas marsupials? Sebs, can you name the top 5 marsupials? Just as ranked by CRM. That's all right.
My thinking is I want you to close your eyes. I'm going to put some food in your mouth. You're going to take one bite and you're going to tell me exactly where it comes from. I want it done as quickly as possible.
All right, I'll close my eyes.
Okay, hang on. So...
I reckon I can know by based on the bag, Russell. Is that crazy?
No, because it's an Uber bag. You wouldn't know. But, okay. I'm getting this out. I'm unpacking.
So it sounds like
Marianne sent through. Marianne sent through some Uber, and it was a surprise order. And then we did the same thing, put it in Josh's mouth. Mm-hmm. Oh no, you just tried one. You're like exactly where the chips were from.
So I just say so? Basically, I also sort of can tap into the sounds. And so it's a light paper, which would say that it's a wrapped up, some sort of wrapped up burger. Either that or...
All right, just let's have it because I don't want you to get it before you even try it. Okay, open your mouth and bite down.
Fuck. Oh, this is so confusing.
He knows what it is.
Yeah. It's a... yeah. Man, I'm shocked that you got it. It's a tuna melt, and it's from Johnson Street there. It's the it's my favorite. It's a place I used to eat all the time.
Your memory is quite shit, so you're onto it. It's
from. Yeah,
the name of it is what you've forgotten.
No. Don't tell me.
No, I'm not going to tell you. Anyway,
guys, let's go to
To be honest, I'd forgotten about it because this was one of our first Fat Fridays.
It's Kelso's. Kelso's is the name.
Yeah. Clapping me, boys. Done.
That was quick, yeah.
Marsupial snout and taste buds has won it. Anyway.
Oh, great. I'm so happy with
that.
And also, like, great protein.
We weren't filming when we did the Fat Friday and had Kelso's, Mr. 97. That was one of the first times that you were on and we had someone message us and say, guys, is Mason actually going to be a part of the show?
Mm.
Always, and we had our reservations. Yeah.
Kathleen, she's like, just asking. You know, is that Mason? Is he on all the time? That's fine.
Well, it was on. It was a message through Instagram, so it was like you can't tell the tone.
Mm.
That's why
I got the tone.
I mean, the tone's a funny
one
because
we took him off air for a bit.
I messaged yesterday and I sent it through as a personal message to Mr. 97. I said, hey, in future, are you able to forward me any money related stuff that comes through to Hype the Daily Talk Show in terms of invoices? Because I pay them all. And so.
In the future is a real bitchy thing to say.
Actually, did I say in the future?
Yeah, you did.
In the future. Yeah.
When have you ever said in the future you're not being?
But so he's me saying, can you read it out, Mace? So you read out the.
Sure. Hey, baby, in future, if any payment stuff comes through to hire at the Daily Talk Show, can you tag me in them? X. Don't want to miss them in case they get pushed down, etc.
Yeah. And then what did you write?
Sure.
So it depends on how you deliver the tone. Mm-hmm. I tried to go flavorsome with some babies and kisses and. Just a boys' banter. And then I came down and I said, because I hadn't seen it and I knew he'd written back. I just didn't have time to click it before walking down. And I said, oh, what did you write below? He said, oh, sure. And then I said to him, say it in the tone that you actually were meaning it. And how was it? Do it.
Fine. Sure.
That's fair.
But yeah, I like it because you can get so like deep in a chain where people are just getting, but they're not even, like I think there's a version.
Maybe it's the weather, but he gets lippy.
But you can be short. So I emailed a guy who's, you know, quite high up in a company and he gets back to you so quickly. Mm-hmm. And I really appreciate it. He's a busy guy.
Right.
But it's very short. Like it's just a couple of words.
With Seth Godin.
Yeah, but I think there's an effectiveness to it. But I'm not going, oh my God, he only sent me four words.
Well, you're just happy that he responds.
That's what you should appreciate. Mm-hmm. But I think there can be a thing where it sort of shifts and it's like, you know, when you're in deep with an agency and there's 20 people in there and people just start, it's almost like they get passive. Mm-hmm. But then you're spinning a story because they might not be passive. They might be busy walking to a meeting and go, I really need to get back to Mace, so I'm going to quickly shoot him one. Mm. And then, yeah. Sometimes I hit send and just go, oh, fuck it.
Yeah, like the there's a few of those phrases. I guess like in future is one. Another one is as per my last email.
Who wants bacon?
Is it just bacon?
Who wants tuna? So there's two options.
I'd love tuna.
Oh, great. Yeah, he's a tuna boy.
There was only one more tuna. Yeah. George has got the tuna.
Yeah. No, I feel like Mason's got salmon in the fridge.
I got salmon in the fridge.
So in this, it's bacon and egg. Cheese. It's awesome.
Can someone get it? George, can you – what was the guy's name from GMA again?
Good Morning Australia.
Yeah, what was the guy's name who was on we've spoken about it, I reckon, probably 200 episodes ago.
Good Morning Australia.
There was the guy, he had a headset and he would taste all the food.
The music guy? Can I swap you one piece of that? Mm-hmm. I've actually never had the tuna one.
Yeah, it's really good. Yeah, he was – it had a French name, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Am I taking this?
A French guy, but he was the music guy as well?
No, the music guy is
Foreman.
Yeah, but that's not who I'm thinking of. Sevs, can you look up who the floor manager for Good Morning Australia was?
Mm. Classic show.
Yeah. Mm. Anyway. Have you had a bite of the tuna one yet?
Not yet. I will get there.
Belvedere.
Yeah, it was good. You could be, George, I feel like you could be well positioned to be our Belvedere. I'll show you some videos later of what he was like.
Yep.
But Sev's on the lippy stuff. Getting a bit lippy.
Far out.
Last night, because I said to him, if you didn't know, I did this, an article about the Australian podcast ranker. And I said, I had called a bit of a meeting yesterday. I said, guys.
Was I in it?
I heard it. It was pretty casual.
I actually heard it from upstairs.
I had it with Sevs and then I had it with you. Where I'm like, you know what?
I think that's pretty passive that you didn't invite me to it.
Well, there were two separate meetings. I decided to pull everyone in separately, like there's a redundancy happening. And just saying, which, you know, the I'm not going to make any more digs at the radio industry. But the you'd know what redundancy is like. But
if you've worked in radio.
So I said I'm not going to talk about the ranker anymore.
Yep.
I'm sure there's someone at CRA right now sort of breathing a sigh of relief, knowing that they can have their weekend.
Yep.
But no, so I said that. Yesterday. And then last night I get a text from Sevs.
Yeah.
And he screen grabs the Daily Talk Show's Instagram.
Story.
Where the Instagram story is a regram of my little message that I wrote on my own personal one about the Australian podcast ranker.
Yeah. I mean, what you did was use like a screenshot of a text something you'd written. I mean, these are usually like someone's having a breakdown and they're saying that they're having a breakdown or a very important message. Yeah. Like, but it fits into probably three things.
Climate change.
Yes. So some kind of activism.
Yeah.
A breakdown.
Or the Australian podcast ranker. And so that's where it sort of fit with me. So anyway, I get a message from Sev saying, I thought you weren't talking about it anymore.
It was actually... I sent through the message and in quotation marks, I said, I'm done.
Oh, yeah. You said, yeah. He said like, because I'd said, I'm done.
Oh, it's one of his favourite.
Yeah.
Like serves up what you've said. It's really annoying. Yeah.
And so he did that. So he said, so what was the actual message?
That I sent or that you sent?
Oh, yeah,
back?
Yeah. You know, so you quoted that. And then I said, I thought, no, this fucker, like he knows me too well. It's annoying. So I said, it was actually, must have been Tommy, dot, dot, dot. And then I did like a glasses like emoji, like just me, just being a nerd.
Just the little buck teeth and the glasses emoji.
What was it? I don't know if I did it.
And so, no, so this was the thing. And then Sev said, what did you say?
What more can you ask for in a business partner? With hard eyes.
Hard eyes. And then I said, jokes. Nah, it was me. So, yeah, no, it was, I thought, a little bit, create a little bit more noise. And then I'm hoping that now some of the big independent creators can get in there because I'm just – the comment section is what really gets you.
Oh, I mean, this will be the last week we speak of it unless it blows up next week. I did have a look last night at Radio Today and the comments in there. People are spineless.
Yeah.
As in like people willing to go onto a message board and not use their name but like talk about that they work at stations. Like – I know you're trying to protect your job at that point, but why don't you like it's such a bitch move.
It is a bitch move. I know we've spoken a lot about bitches and bitching and we don't bitch. We're not a bitch show. We do not bitch. Can you testify to that, George? We don't bitch.
Yeah, you don't bitch.
And so if I seem like
hand him that $50.
Yeah. If I seem like I'm being a bitch, it's out of character. I'm not a bitch.
Yeah,
but I would like to move on.
Yeah, but seeing the comments, I could understand they trigger me, and so it's like 10 times triggering for you, I'd say.
Well, the whole thing is, this is the last thing we'll say for a while until tomorrow. But no, what I will just say is what where people end up going is they do personal attacks. So they're like, well, you're not even in the charts. And I don't think I've ever said anything about, for one, us being in the charts or whether that even plays into this whole thing. My point is that it's I think we're in a better position to talk about it because we release a show 7 days. We've done 593 episodes. We plan to be doing this for 10 years. What are you laughing at, Sebs?
You just keep going.
Well, you've heard it. The listeners haven't heard it yet.
I get confused about what we talk about. Sebs,
what do you remember? Can you just regurgitate some of the stuff? What do you think some of the frustrating bits are while I eat?
I mean, you were getting a little bit...
No. Don't find
out like that. You were getting triggered and upset last night at the comments that people have been leaving and that they've missed the point.
Yeah, which I do think too. That's online people.
Yeah, it's a bit of a troll. Just leave
alone. Humble insider. And the funny thing is I start putting names to these people. Humble insider can go fuck themselves. You're not humble. If you're humble, get off fucking Radio Today, you bitch. Greg, I'll call out Greg. First name, just Greg. I mean, the thing is where I end up going and then I'm like, and then I end up being like, it's not worth it. I just went through like screen grabbing all examples of like, so I know, like I walk away being like, I know that these things are actually what I've said. What people are saying are actually like, it almost seems like a bit of a Donald Trump thing where it's just like you create, like if you just
as
go-
in you're Donald Trump?
No, I'm not Donald Trump. Like it looks like Donald Trump is like on the comments and they can just say like a lie and say, oh no, well, we've been doing it for X amount of time.
Fake news.
Yeah, but then everyone's like, okay, well, they're saying that, so I guess that's true. Anyway.
Yeah. But I think you've received numerous, over 10 direct messages from people high up
in all this different parts of the industry
that support what you were saying or can agree.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, time to move on.
Just quickly, Leah just wanted to chime in. Just had a look at the Radio Today comments. Totally agree. Needlessly personal. Play the topic, not the man.
Thank you, Leah. And this is the thing. This is why I reckon we need more voices in the conversation because at the
Leah,
moment.
Please leave a review. You can leave off your last name because I know you want to work in radio. Yeah.
Humble outsider.
Humble Leah.
But yeah, no, so I think there is a, but I think also it, is it, do you say ruffle feathers or rustle feathers? Ruffle.
I think it's ruffle.
Yeah, I think it's ruffle.
George knows.
Yeah, it's ruffle.
Yeah, so ruffle. Yeah, it's kind of ruffle feathers. And you know there are a bunch of like people emailing, like we got a couple of emails from people who like we know and we're close with and they're like maybe not happy with it, but the conversation normally leads to, hey, like I just need to protect my job here.
Yeah.
Versus the actual what's good for listeners, what's good for the future. Anyway,
not to lump you in with other people, but like think about the people online. Julian Assange. Julian Assange is the top one, a feather ruffler. I know. But think about these.
A fluffer.
Think about these people and their existence day to day. Edward Snowden, Julian Assange, like even Jordan Peterson, these people that get so much pushback from how they think or what they talk about. It. Yeah, and so I think you're a unique individual. I mean, look at Julian Assange. I don't think he's handling it. It's pretty hard on him.
But I also don't think but like you look at that, that's obviously the very extreme end of these things.
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
and then, but then you think about, I even think about Shameless, Michelle and Zara giving opinions about stuff every week.
Yeah, it's hard.
I couldn't fucking do it.
Well, because I think there's an emotional labor.
I want to write back to everyone and just be like, okay, let's have a, because you go in there with the posture of let's have a discussion. And then it's like, oh yeah, why are you still running your business? If like, it's just fucking dumb shit.
So you can't take it to heart. That's the thing. And that's where I think the people that do succeed or are sort of doing this daily are pretty sure and okay with who they are and what they stand for.
Well, it's not even taking it to heart. I think it is about like being disappointed in people in that's their version of communicating. Because I do wonder what it would be like. Like
but
I'd
you can't
be happy
control
to,
other people. You can't control how they and feel or react.
And that's the whole thing. And that's why like getting back to every comment isn't necessarily productive because there are going to be – there are a lot of dummies out there. And like half of them are fucking on radio today just waiting for something to come
Ryan
out.
Ryan wants another to know dig, which dig. Consulate – JJ's going to take cover in.
Oh, yeah. We
should
do this.
We should work that out. George, have you got any suggestions?
Oh, I know one. The Indonesian consulate. I've been there.
Oh, really?
Went on an excursion when I was a kid.
Is it nice?
You know how like it, it's average.
We have an Indonesian troll.
Do we?
Wadi.
Is that okay?
Yeah. So Wadi's the guy.
He's not going to take, he's so not going to allow
can
his
we just
country.
Talk about Wadi for a second?
While we're on the trolls.
So Wadi is on an Indonesian dude who was just like, you guys are going to waste 10 years. Right? You remember that? So he's like, you guys are going to waste. And so then I found found Waddy's Instagram account and found when Waddy did wacky hat day at his work. It's just a dumb photo of Waddy wearing a hat. And so I just liked it. Just to be like, Waddy, mate.
From the Daily Talk Show.
Yeah. I think it was from the Daily Talk Show. Just being like, bro, like, because the arguing online, like, there's not much. Like face to it. But yeah. The idea that like I've now pictured that whenever Waddy's trolling us, he's wearing that hat. And so anyway, Waddy's at it again.
Is he?
Yeah.
Is he? When?
Yeah.
When
so did Waddy get involved? This was like 3 days ago.
Waddy, what are you doing?
On YouTube
what are
comments?
You doing? Yeah, on the YouTube comments.
Can you
comments.
Find that? I'm
so
interested
he
now.
Said, the way that he's going now is because he thinks our video views aren't very impressive.
Waddy's back at it again.
And so Waddy has sort of... Can you just read out? It's actually, if you read it in the right inflection, it sounds quite positive. But if you know what a nasty piece of work Waddy is, you know where it's actually coming from.
Waddy's a bit.
Have you found it?
We might have converted Waddy.
I don't know. So just read it. Read it in a neutral tone and then I'll read it how I think Waddy said it.
Good luck on your long-term goal, buddy. I hope you get more views in the future.
Oh, that's nice. Lovely. I mean, if you
hope
didn't
you get more views in the future, ha ha.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, buddy. Hey, Waddy, don't call me buddy. I'm not your buddy, bro.
Don't call me bro.
You bitch.
Don't call me bitch.
Are you being Waddy now?
Yeah. No, Waddy has a family,
And yeah, he does. And so he better be real careful.
No, but
I think that's turned.
So the first time he said, I mean, there might be a language, like he's Indonesian.
It could be on Google Translate.
It's translating to, he's actually the nicest guy. He's known around.
Maybe we should write back, hey, Waddy, let's just say thanks so much. Can you just write that now? Thank you so much, Waddy.
I'll love Harder's comment as well.
Just say thanks so much, Waddy.
I really appreciate.
No, just say thanks so much, Waddy. Just keep it really low level, and then. But we've
what if Waddy's into us now? Like I remember his first comment, which was, "Yeah, why are you gonna? You guys are gonna waste 10 years."
Leah has said Josh has gone full mafia.
Yeah, it's true. But
if this is modern day mafia, I'm not worried. I'm not afraid of the mafia.
Can you go back to Waddy's early comments so we can contextualize this? So I don't seem so crazy.
No, I do remember reading it, but I take it with a grain of salt.
I know, but there is something fun leaning into it as well.
No, but...
Or no, you don't think so?
Well, just if it's unsettling you, like if you are feeling... Like it's... I think it's hard enough to feel great.
You just got 1.2 million views.
On a video?
On what video?
I don't know. Let me... I just went on his
It was
about.
Hat day.
Waddy's wacky hats.
Yeah.
What's his... What is it?
Oh.
Oh, no. What is
playing
it?
The recorder. 82,000 views.
Is it Waddy playing the recorder? Because I'd fucking love that. If he's wearing the hat. Okay, you're doing a shock face.
I think that there are lots of videos of him playing the recorder. Titanic song, My Heart Will Go On.
Oh, can you play some of that? Let's play some of that.
Because Waddy will get a takedown.
Yeah.
Really?
We don't want a copyright.
Because he would do that. 100%. Could you imagine if we just get a takedown notice? It's just Waddy with his dumb hat. Just be like, sorry, guys. Don't use my shit.
Oh,
anyway,
man.
So can you find some of those other comments or no? What do you think? George, have you ever been trolled in your life?
No, but I think that's what you need to do. You need to do more recorder stuff.
Yeah, that's how we get views. Yeah.
How many subscribers has he got? I guess it doesn't matter.
A few. Anyway, I think it's if this shit affects you, like I think it does affect, if this was
it
at scale
everyone,
and it was.
Do you think or no?
No.
You think it affects?
I remember being in Shep and seeing comments and it wasn't for me. It was like it was for the show, but then it was more directed at the girls, Candy and Stacey, which was just fucking people being bitches. Mm. Like, oh, I hate her voice. It's like that's where you see the sort of bias toward. Like I sort of just blended in as the male voice on the show. Mm-hmm. And so I felt it for them and I felt it when it was to the show. But I was triggered hard at the start because I'd never experienced any form of that.
But this is my point is why – Have you found the comment? Well,
no, I can't find it.
What have you
I
found?
I can't remember what video it was on.
That's okay. You should be able to just go into the community section of YouTube and do a command F.
Of his page?
Of our page. What did you find? Why were you smiling at that?
Oh, no, Grace just said, giving a lot of airtime to someone who trolls you guys.
Yeah, Grace. Yeah, that's... I mean, so the one thing I'll say about Waddy, because it
happy
is-
Happy Harry joined, by the way.
G'day, Happy Harry. So there's two ways of looking at it.
Two ways of looking at Waddy.
Yeah. Or just in general, trolls.
But let's just have trolls are now named Waddy.
Yeah, Waddy. I like that. Yeah, you're a Waddy. That's good. So any Waddies, Radio Today, wherever it is, there's two types of thinking. One is ignore, which I understand. But the second is what they're trying to do is they want you to give up. They want you to shut up. You're making them feel uncomfortable with what you're doing.
This would be so much better with Waddy's recorder music behind it.
My heart will go on.
Titanic, just a great keynote delivered. Martin Luther King over here.
So, yeah, that's my
They thought. Want you to stop.
I did find this comment. Man, you will waste your life 10 years for this.
Yeah. What do you think, George?
It could have been an inflection at the end. Man, you'll waste your life 10 years for this?
Yeah.
And then he's like, oh, well done. He could have followed it up.
You always think positive.
Oh, no, he did follow it up. It won't work, buddy. Trust me. You are chasing the rainbow.
Yeah, what is a fuck right.
And then, I and then you set back a rainbow.
Yeah, I set back a rainbow. Yeah. But there's obviously going to be a time where we can't, it's not scalable for me to spend a week on something like this.
No. Yeah, I know. And so that's where you got to sort of close off and not have 9.5 hours of screen time in one day. Just refreshing. I just see you just refreshing the page, waiting for
And Xander something. From Radio Today is quite slow on the, accepting, moderating comments. I think he only does it's 9 to 5.
It's because he's got something else on.
Yeah. I wonder if he takes that stuff in.
Yeah.
It's like the amount of negativity. The other area I went into, I guess this can be just the last time we talk about
I'm actually enforcing a law.
Yeah. No, definitely.
Enforcing a rule, and there's something groundbreaking happens. Mm-hmm. Waddy somehow knocks on our front door. We're not talking about Waddy or this.
If he knocks on our front door, I think we talk about him then if he knocks on our front door.
No, that's what you're saying. If he knocks on the door.
Unless he does. Yeah. Unless okay, he sure, does. Sure, sure. Yeah. No, great.
Because he got a cheap flight from Denpasar and he got here by, $2.50 return.
AirAsia.
Yeah.
What is it, Garuda? Yeah,
we're not talking. So do you want to say your last thing or we finish it?
Well, I was going to say Waddy should go on Garuda because I believe they've got quite the track record when it comes to aviation safety. A bit dark. But I hope your family's well. So the final bit was I was thinking of like creating our own industry. Like I start going into like Radio Today and all, like what could we create our own industry thing? So Radio Today doesn't encompass what we do. What James Cridland does with Pod News is closer to like is a great example of showing the industry. Is there a need for having websites or are all of these media commentary websites, is it just a cesspool of waddies?
Yeah, I think a bit of both. If they weren't there, I'm not sure if anyone would really miss them or another one would pop up.
Yeah. Anyway,
that was the last thing.
Book club starts tomorrow.
Fuck yeah.
Feb 1 is the start of the book club. George. Can you just do a live read for your mum's bookshop, please?
Sure. I forgot to get the book, by the way, after all that.
It's not a good start.
Can you give him the login to your audio book?
Audible? No, well.
It's not on Audible. I looked at it.
No, well, it doesn't matter anyway because we're supporting independent bookstores.
That's true.
Like the one George is about to go and promote.
Well, my mum's bookshop, The Book Room in Byron and Lennox.
Is Lennox a suburb?
Lennox Heads. Is it the Heads?
Lennox Heads. Yeah, it's like a 20 minutes south. 15 minutes.
Of Byron.
Good surf down there.
Yeah. There's two shops. There's one there. There's one in Byron. She wants to send you guys a book, whichever book club
book you don't you're even doing. Need to go into too many details. You could just sort of just make say
buy a
book.
Domain. So yeah.
And then the Gronks can go on the book. I don't even know the website.
Find the website. Yeah. So if you go to the book, if you book haven't got the book yet, and we're going to properly nail this down for the second book. But Sevs, what's the book room's website?
The book room at byron.com.
And then if you click on that, what does it look like?
So then
your mum will make sure that there's stock of the book.
Yeah. And she might even do like a 15% off.
We can work out the specifics.
But later.
Yeah. But that'd
we
be
need
great.
To talk about it.
Yeah. We should do something. But my point is
maybe starting from next month.
Yes. Good idea. As in March.
Yeah.
But we'll get everyone will be getting their books for March and Feb. So
right.
Anyway, so the book for this the first book club for February 1 is You're Not Listening. And Sevs, who's it by? Kate Murphy.
Right.
And so I'm gonna start reading tomorrow.
Amazing.
And so on Monday I'll have an update. Not talking too much, as you said, on the show. There'll be a little hint to it. I might sort of just say, hey, I read chapter one. It's really good. And then we can organise some form of virtual get together where we can talk about it.
Love it.
Great.
What is not invited?
Yeah, not invited. What's your how's the adventure club going?
Yeah.
Big things coming?
I mean, you pushed me into this, so I'm not going to talk about it. One thing I will say, though, is I'm fucking really tired this week. I've been trying after my brother came in here and virtued that he was getting up at 5 a.m.
Oh, you've been trying to do that?
I've done it since not Monday because Monday was a public holiday. Tuesday. I did it on Tuesday till today and I've been going for a run.
Is it worth it?
It's for the productivity that you have in the morning, it's ridiculous.
Before 9?
Before 7.
Before 7?
Like,
so you're productive before 7?
Yeah. Mate, like there's so much time. You get up and I went for a run and then I'd come back, I'd meditate, I'd then clean downstairs the kitchen. Like this morning I went and did the spa, chemicals and shit, came back in, put the eggs on, made the smoothies, made the toast well before Bodhi even woke up, went upstairs, cleaned the house. Like the shit that you don't want to do at night and the time that you have in the morning, it is worth it. But the funny thing is there was mornings where I was like, my head was super scattered early and I was like, I felt anxious and shit. And so, and then the exercise and stuff helps. And so it's like this morning I came out off the back of it from not feeling great, had three beers last night and just at home.
Three beers at home.
I did an errand. I had three beers and just smashed emails.
Was Amy drinking as well?
No, she was upstairs. But anyway, so I woke up this morning.
Actually, I did see your emails getting sent off. I got notifications.
There was a few slurs in them.
That's all right. But this morning, yeah, I felt amazing. Mm-hmm. I just find it so interesting how like one day you can feel anxious, mm-hmm. not much changes. The next day you can feel amazing.
It's so true, isn't it?
It's like the wave of like your emotions inside, like just across a 5-day period. It's so interesting. Well, like
it makes you think about other people's realities. So yeah. that when you're feeling really good, you can be like, oh, you know what? Like we're not all in sync.
Yeah.
So some people could be having their bad day when you're having a great day. And it's a good consideration.
Yeah. Like I think some people have periods of stability, mm-hmm. but I think the majority are riding it, right? Mm-hmm. Dips. You know, it's no, and so, but yeah, I definitely felt so much better after like running up a hill. I was like, fucking, but it just pumped the blood. I felt good. I felt refreshed. Anyway, but I am tired by 4 p.m. I think you said that.
Yeah,
that
well, that's
to
the point. It's like, is it so tired? So if you get up at 5 and like, is the productivity benefits worth it if it gets to 2 o'clock and you're fucked?
Yeah, because. I don't think I'm not in a negative spiral. That I'd rather start the day with mm-hmm. a positive, like shifting the internal state.
So are you going to bed early?
No, I mean, I meant to bed at like 10 last night.
Oof.
But yeah, it feels like, you know, when you're a bit sick, you're a bit hot.
Yeah.
It's also like 40 something degrees.
Yeah, it is hot. But anyway, it's an interesting one. I'll keep going and I'll give you an update on that.
A recommendation from me. The I think I mentioned it to you, Tim Ferriss and Kevin Rose.
Yes.
Back in like the mid-2000s, they had a show that they would do on the odd occasion. It was called The Random Show. Anyway, I was
– What would Waddy rate it?
Fucking, he would say give up because Waddy has, and so he's projecting. Anyway. No, it's very good. So that they would do it like once a year or whatever.
Yeah.
And at the beginning, it was very much like, oh, I recommend this green tea or this thing. Mm-hmm. I bought so much like random shit from watching and listening to their show. But Tim Ferriss obviously has his own podcast. He wrote For Our Work Week, For Our Body, For Our Chef,
yep.
Tribe of Mentors, all those books. Kevin Rose founded Dig.com. He works at Google Ventures. He worked at – he was the CEO at Hodinkee. The watch company. Anyway, he's done a bunch of stuff. Their latest episode where they're just chatting, it's awesome because they're basically like they're both in their 40s now. They have come
rich.
They've come such a long way in regards to like emotional, like being aware of sort of their emotional states, and even saying Tim Ferriss says he's he's a sensitive guy.
Tim is, yeah.
Yeah,
and he struggles with mental health.
But he was saying for the longest time it took like till he was this age before he actually accepted that he saw being sensitive as a downfall for someone like a negative.
Cultural programming. Like I think that is. I definitely feel that. And it's only until you start – like I'd never thought I was an anxious person or I had anxiety. Mm-hmm. I don't have it severely like some, but I acknowledge more now that I actually feel times. Because then it's like, because then I treat people like shit when I'm anxious and I'm not identifying that I'm feeling anxious. Because then I just fucking am a reactive idiot.
Yeah.
And projecting all of that. And they're like, what the, you know, especially partners and even you guys, it's, you can tell when that shit happens. Yeah, yeah. And it's only until you're like, fuck, that's mindfulness, thinking about your state. And so it's awesome. Yeah, I'm going to watch that. Yeah. We should actually, can you
put
get
the
link and send it to Waddy?
Yeah, good idea.
Just see what he thinks. Mate, what do you reckon of this? Great episode. Let us know.
Waddy should get into, there's also a great book, Nonviolent Communication. In all seriousness,
I want Waddy to review YouTube stuff and actually email us through and then we'll read it on the show.
Well, the thing is, I guess it is nonviolent communication. Like that last thing was like, yeah, good job, buddy. Like, hope you get more views.
Grace just bought the book, by the way. So.
Oh, amazing.
Which one?
The book. You're not listening.
Okay.
You're actually not listening.
Anyway, it's been Fat Friday. We love you. George has been here.
Thanks, and George will be joining us most Fridays or whenever he's editing. Mm.
Whenever there's lunch.
And when we capture him exactly. More often than not, we'll have him because we love George. And Mr. 97, you're here all the time. Fuck off.
All right. Anyway, it's a daily talk show. Feel free to give us an Apple Podcast review. We haven't gotten one in a bit. I've been actually refreshing. That's one of my ticks. Is I'm waiting from fucking humble insider from fucking.
I can read you one.
Okay, great.
We've got one.
Just quickly because I got to get back.
Moots 93, Gronktastic, best podcast by far. Been listening since June last year. Started episode 1, and episode 14 is still the best. Always look forward to listening to the boys each day and loving the guest chats. Keep up the work, fellas.
Thanks, Moots. All right. It's a daily talk show. Have a good one, guys.
See you guys.
Tomorrow.